Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, once again, the one and only Glenn Danzig. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing good. It's been a long time. It's really good to see you, and obviously a lot going on this year. A big year for you and a big year for Danzig. This year actually marks the 25th anniversary of the self-titled classic Danzig album. So there's these 25th anniversary shows. There's a covers album that's going to be released this year, a Danzig Legacy TV special. So a lot in the works I want to talk to you about. And Glenn, you've always seemed to be sort of a here and now kind of guy. So what appeals to you about looking back by doing an anniversary tour and a Legacy TV special?
The Legacy TV special was an idea that was brought to me. And it was an idea that Mark Brooks, who does Metalocalypse, had. It was basically to do like a Danzig Legacy TV show and kind of like loosely based on like the Elvis 68 comeback special. You know, so Elvis revisited a lot of his past and all that stuff. And so we did that with the Legacy TV show, which is almost done now. It's finally just about done. So it was actually performance pieces that I do. Then there's like the band playing live, and then we do Danzig, Samhain, and then for the Misfits thing, we did what Elvis did when he sat down with Scotty Moore and the Memphis Mafia, and we just did them all right there live, sitting in like a, I guess it's the round, even though it's square, but it's like, so everyone's around us. There's no, there's no backstage. We're just on a little podium in the middle of everybody. And so, yeah, we did all like a bunch of Misfits songs, and Steve was just playing on a like drummer. I don't know what it was, like a cylinder or something, just banging on it, and it's pretty cool. And so it's just about done. And we're doing the Legacy shows anyway around that same time period, so we just thought we'd put it on film while everybody was there.
Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show tonight, and right now another new tune from Ghost's latest album that came out in stores this week, Chugolo Har Megiddo. Rammstein. New Ghost before that. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us, and just talking about the Danzig Legacy TV special, which is being edited right now. And the special, is, like you mentioned, it's said to have been shot similar to the Elvis 68 comeback show. Filming that special had an enormous impact on Elvis. How did filming your own special affect how you might think about your music going forward?
Well, especially when we're doing the shows and then going on and doing, this TV special with a very intimate, audience. It was really cool just seeing how much the music affected all the people that are really into it. And it's so many different generations of fans. It was just really cool and kind of put a really good perspective on it. And I think everyone's going to enjoy it. I know the people that were there really enjoyed it. And it was very, like, I think I'm playing one of the songs and my tooth falls out. Like, a cap or whatever it is. And like in the middle of it, I'm about to sing and I'm like, hey, my tooth fell. So, it's just like stuff like that, that's just happening spur of the moment because it's live, There's no, it's not on, Memorex or something. We're playing live.
And did you save your tooth for later?
Yeah, I saved it. I showed my dentist like about a year later and she's like, I can't do anything with that. It cracked right off of the post. So I got to either get a new post and a new tooth or just yank it. So I don't know. I'm still deciding.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Coming up, the winner of this week's Metal Thunderdome. Some new Amon Amarth, a premiere from Megadeth. More with Glenn Danzig next. Amon Amarth, that was the title track from their new album, Deceiver of the Gods, which will be out June 25th, and the band will be out on Mayhem this summer. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show again this year marks the 25th anniversary of the self-titled Danzig record. There's 25th anniversary shows that are going to be happening along with Doyle. And Glenn, being a singer with a long career, what's different now about the things that you liked about bands you're covering on your next album, like Sabbath, Elvis, ZZ Top, as compared to when you first heard them as a kid?
Well, actually, so for Elvis, of course, I heard that when I was a kid. And Sabbath, when I was a young, teenager. But ZZ Top song is a song that I like heard later on, because it's a song no one would ever think I would cover, because it's not one of the earlier songs. It's a song I always liked and thought that they didn't do a good job with. I mean, it's terrible to say that, but because it's a really good song. And so I just, I wanted to cover it and give it the respect it deserved, you know? Maybe they didn't think about the way I did it, you know? Maybe when they were doing it, they had a certain thing in mind. So I just, you know, my idea with covers is you should never cover a song and do it exactly like the artist, because everyone's always just going to compare it to the way the original artist did. And they're just like, oh, this is, you know, I like the original better.
It's like totally making it your own.
Yes, I wanted to make it my own and take it in a different direction, maybe a different direction they didn't really think of at the time or would never think of, you know, because I have a much different background than they do, you know. So, you know. And there's a ton of other cool covers on there. I did a lot of covers people wouldn't think I would do, like biker, you know, soundtrack theme songs that I just made crazy. And there's a Lee Hazlewood, Nancy Sinatra cover on there that I did, and I had Sherry Curry come down and sing the girl part, the Nancy Sinatra part.
That's really cool.
Yeah, no, she's really, really cool, and she has a great voice, and it was just awesome. And I wanted to keep that kind of, you know, cool, you know, create older 70s vibe, you know? Because that's kind of, you know, the Misfits came tail end of the 70s, you know, but I wanted to keep that vibe. You know, a lot of the managers and lots of different people suggested some of the newer alternative, you know, girls. And I was like, yeah, that's not what I want. And here's who I'm thinking of. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yes, no, it's great. And it's fantastic. She did such a great job.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we've got a brand new song from Megadeth, a premiere. The Metal Thunderdome winner is picked by the listeners. And more with Glenn Danzig. It's all on the way. And that was Slayer. Megadeth before that with Super Collider. A premiere just for you. That tune will be available on iTunes this Tuesday. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show. Again, the Danzig Legacy TV special in the works. There's a covers album that's going to be released later on this year. And a ton of touring in the works, both here and overseas. And music from all of your bands have stood the test of time really well. When were you first conscious of that timeless quality?
Actually, I always wanted that. That's like when I started just saying, I'm just only doing my own stuff and that's it. I wanted my stuff to be just like bands that I liked, you know, who, you know, 10 years from the time they put out a record, people are still listening to that stuff. And actually, when I first met, you know, Rick Rubin, that's one of the things we talked about. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I want. He goes, I see you guys as not as like some hit band. I see you as like an artist who's going to put out a record, go on tour, put out another record, go on tour. And, you know, 10 years, 20 years down the line, people are still going to be listening to your stuff. And so at the time, people were, you know, listening to the Misfits and all those songs I wrote. And catching up with Sam Hain. And so when Danzig came out, it's kind of nice that here I am 25 years later from Danzig, and people are still listening and coming to the shows, and it's a great feeling.
Did you ever imagine that this is what, you know, that 25 years later you'd be celebrating this and, you know, still doing this?
No, I thought I'd be dead. I didn't plan for it. Yeah, so it's just, yeah, I'm looking at it and just going, I can't believe this. You know, it's 25 years. It goes by so quick, you know. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Do you still feel that same, you know, enjoyment and energy and excitement as you did, you know, 25 years ago?
Well, yeah, we just did a song on, because we're at rehearsal right now. And so we just did a song we haven't done in a long time in the room just now, and it was great. Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time. I love singing it. I'm sure by the end of this year, I'll hate singing it. But but right now, it's really cool.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Still to come, new music from the Black Dahlia Murder, The Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar, and more with Glenn Danzig. Misfits, Death Division before that. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig is with us on the show, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Danzig album and so much more that is coming up. And Glenn, there's a mystique that surrounds you in terms of how you're perceived. So what's the most normal, boring thing about Glenn Danzig that would surprise people the most?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I'm that normal. Because usually when I tell people the things I do, like, either their jaw drops or they look at me like shocked. And so, but I'm sure I do normal things. Like, you know, everyone eats, you know what I mean? And that kind of stuff. So I don't know, really. You know, I drive a car. I probably don't drive a car like everybody else drives a car. But maybe they, you know, maybe.
You still drive like an East Coast driver?
Yes, I still do.
Me too.
Yeah, you can never take that out of, you know, you yelling and swearing at people. And that's the way it is, you know. That's the way you're brought up. And that's what you go with, what you know.
Totally. I'm all about the road rage. I get it.
It really annoys me when the light turns green and you're behind somebody and they're just sitting there looking at the light for about 15, 20 seconds and you're like, okay, well, you know, it's really annoying.
Are you that guy that will honk at me if the light is green for 2 seconds and I'm not moving yet?
No, not 2 seconds.
20 seconds is the limit.
Why, are you one of those ladies that sits at the light?
I don't know. I might be contemplating.
Are you texting while you're driving? That's
no comment.
When someone's in front of you driving like 10 miles an hour and you're like, okay, today, and you can't, someone else is on the side of you so you can't pass them. And when you finally do pass them and then they are texting or doing what they're, you know, it's like the laser cannons just come out and disintegrate that car.
You know what? I will say this. On the times when I was texting and did a butthead move on the road and I get called out by the angry driver alongside me, I do wave and say, I'm sorry. And then I put the phone down. So at least there's that.
Does that make it better?
I think so. It's just like when, you know, you do something wrong and you give somebody the wave, like give them the wave. Like there's got to be some sort of signal acknowledging you messed up.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. That's why I don't like driving anymore.
Metal Jackie, the Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar is next, and we'll be back with Glenn Danzig. That was new music from the Black Dahlia Murder, Into the Ever Black from their album Ever Black, which comes out June 11th. Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show. Can you tell us anything about if there's anything to come with regard to new Danzig music?
Actually, Tommy and I just cut a new track the other day. So it was a song I had written for somebody else, and I just decided I would do it on my own. And that came out really heavy. It's pretty cool. And I think at the end of this run, me, Tommy, and Johnny are going to go in and cut some other songs.
Cool. So we have that to look forward as well. So lots happening, and really appreciate you being on the show once again.
Always my pleasure. It's always nice seeing you, of course.